We're high as shit.
Let's get into this motherfucking shit.
So how you feeling, man?
I feel good.
I'm good. Just let's get our feelings out of the way. Let's get all that that bullshit neuroticism, all of that sensitivity. Let's get that out the door, you know?
Okay.
I had a good day today, and I refuse to have it compromised by any sort of demons.
The demon semen?
The demon semen. So I don't need any of any of that.
Yeah.
You know, but no, man, just, you know, typical daily events that are happening in my normal life that's happening in everyone else's. And that's why we're here. We're potting this is largely based, I'd like to believe, on ASMR.
Yeah, low key is like ASMR.
Yeah, it's just like, just podcasts are ASMR, right?
Well, you get information from them, so ASMR is more like receptive, like feel good.
Yeah, and I like to believe that our listeners like to listen to this because they like our voices.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I was told I have a contagious laugh.
Yes.
That's good.
I believe that. Bro, when you laugh, bro, like, yeah, when you, like, even, like, mixing songs and, like, hearing, like, say, like, you'll laugh, like, on a part.
Yeah.
Now fucking, like, you won't even be here, but, like, that's funny. I don't know why, but it's...
That's good.
Laughing is contagious. I think if you don't laugh when someone else laughs, it's just like, you probably don't like that person. You know?
I see what you mean. Yeah. Speaking of demon semen, NoFap.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So.
Yeah, man. We've been NoFapping.
So, I had to succumb to FAP.
Huh?
I had to succumb to FAP.
Oh, shit.
For this one reason.
What was it, man? I mean, I don't really.
I was too amped up for like a short period of time.
You were too amped up to like carry on like a normal part, like a normal human being.
Yeah, I was like, because this was like some like animalistic like behaviors just going on in my brain. So I was like, dude, I can't. You know what I mean? I feel like it was like the pinnacle of my testosterone. So I was like, dude, I have. If I'm not having intercourse, or like fighting a gorilla right now, I can't do anything else. So, and once I did,
make sure no motherfucking water spills, man.
No, that's the water's right here.
All
right, no water on the floor. But anyways, when I did, I felt like the
Dude, I've been NoFapping, right? I only jerked off on Independence Day. I jerked off on Independence Day because I was like, I'm going to be independent. You know what I mean?
And independent then, woman. The song Miss Independent by Neo.
So I was like, all right, I'll only jerk off on Independence Day because it only makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing. Because I needed to justify that to myself. Because all those feelings that you had, I had those same exact feelings to a fucking T. Like, I was ready to break shit. I was picking up things, like, with, like, a certain level of aggression that was, like,
yeah.
Like, I was picking up, like, the caution sign. Like, just like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I could move shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I was just, like, doing push-ups. I was walking with my chest out real, like, real fucking hard. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you know.
And when I did, I felt kind of euphoric afterwards. It felt like I went from a 10 to, like, 8.5. Like, it wasn't, like, the shitty feeling, you know, you get, like, man,
oh,
what the fuck?
Okay, yeah. You, like, slouch away into, like, a dark, cold corner of your room.
Yeah, it wasn't even like that. It was like, oh, okay, like, I'm, like, back to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you were you were at more of, like, a docile kind of,
yeah,
like, right, like, level, where it just took you down a couple notches. That's the important shit, man, and I think I realized this as a new committed member to the fucking cult of NoFapping.
Yeah.
I'm only busting nuts when I'm fucking. You know what I mean? So, and what I've realized too is like, not fapping, it just does something to the universe that just makes the pussy come your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, no fapping, because it allows you to hold yourself in a particular dope understanding that you're like, man, you feel like a wolf. So, so feeling like a wolf. You know, you get those wolfettes, and then you give them the baguette.
She-wolves. Yeah.
And then she's, you know, it's full moon.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You lose a lot of nutrition when you ejaculate.
Bro.
So that's why I think it's important to harness a lot of
I'm not even going to lie. Like, my weenie feels bigger, bro. Like, just not fapping. Like, pause.
It's like 10 hut.
Exactly. It's like, it's,
I'm sorry if that looked like the Nazi sign, it's, the salute, but I was saying like,
it's that first down, you know what I mean? It's that first and goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's that 2-point conversion.
It's like if your penis did arms that day.
Yeah. And not only that, it's like literal responses, bro. Like, like to the sense of like, the woman saying that she was coming harder, you know what I mean? Like,
damn.
And that's not, I'm not trying to get on like my fucking, like, oh, I'm cool shit, but I'm just literally telling you as a listener, if you're listening to me right now, if you stop jacking off and you fuck the girl that you've been fucking, she will like it. She will be like, because you're going to be,
know the difference.
Yeah. She's going to be like, damn, you're a beast. And you know, you're gonna make her bust.
I'm a lot more intimate when I'm no fat.
All right, I don't need to know all that.
You know I'm saying, like, never mind.
Anyways, man, there's an alligator in motherfucking some lake river thing in Chicago. And
I wish we had gators here. Can you imagine a snow gator?
Dude, a snow gator.
Like a gator sledding down like a hill. It's white. It has a little bit of fuzz though.
Damn, dude. Like at least 14 to 16 children go fucking, you know, to the hospital because of bites from them. They're not fatal, but they have like you'll break out in a rash if like you even like touch them. You know what I mean? And they fuck with kids in the winter, primarily during sledding type places. They're real smart, though.
They blend in with the snow, like they bury themselves in the snow and then like come out. Like their mouths, like. There's a kid in your elementary school who said that he has one, like in his house. And he tries to convince you that he actually has one.
You kind of believe it because like he's really far out with a lot of his ideas.
Yeah. But he keeps mentioning it to you when you don't ask him about it. He's like, yo, this white is kind of like my pet alligator that I have in my house.
But at that age, you don't really understand like social cues and like
the way like that.
So you just kind of think like, well, if he talks about it a lot,
it must have it, or he's really excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. That's fucking Chicago, man. Fucking gators on the loose. I feel like I see Chicago. I was gonna say I see Chicago.
Jeff Bezos.
I see Chicago evolving, Doug. No, I see Chicago evolving.
I bet you do.
I see Chicago evolving into like a more, because Chicago is one of those places that it's like, it's obviously a big city, you know, in the grand scheme of America. But it's not New York or LA by a landslide.
Yeah.
So because it's also in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay, so you could go to Indiana, but where are you going? You could go to Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until you get to New York
or
LA. It's
the hub of the Midwest.
Yeah, exactly. So, which is fine, but the Midwest is kind of dry when you think about it in a way. So, I see Chicago kind of, with this whole gator thing, I don't know why, but the gator triggered it for me. Where it was like, oh man, Chicago's on the up and up. They got a gator on the loose. I feel like they're going to evolve into like more of a more inclusive kind of level of commercial shit, like getting the gator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The gator symbolizes to me growth within the city. And, you know, I'm glad that they're coming up, you know, in the sense of like things on the list.
Would you like Chicago to be on the, like the tier level with like LA and New York?
I think it already is, but it's not.
I mean, like on a global scale, how it's like,
oh, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It is getting bigger, but Illinois, it's like the outside of Chicago is getting smaller.
Yeah.
But Chicago itself is getting more populated.
Yeah. Damn, dude, that's funny. We were just talking about Chicago, and as soon as you stopped, we were on the 312, the bar.
312.
That's strange. That's just, you know, synchronicity happening at the all-time fucking highest. I keep like manifesting and hoping wishful ass thoughts whenever the clock has the same numbers. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know if it's working necessarily, but I got a lot of good things going today, man.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yep, I'm just rambling. What's up with you, though, dog?
I had some CBD today.
Yeah? So how you feeling? Do you feel real loose? Do you feel like a wet sock? CBD makes me feel like a wet sock, baby.
Nah, I actually didn't even really notice anything. I was already in a decent mood, though. Maybe, I don't know. I didn't really, like, nothing really was like, ooh, I want CBD. It's my girlfriend's, it's not mine.
You guys dose the CBD a lot?
We did today. I took too much, though. You're supposed to take half. It says half the droplet, which was 0.5 something.
What did it taste like, the CBD?
It meant. It was a mint flavored. Mint flavored by Pure Canna.
So you didn't feel like a certain level of relaxation that's provided? Because I know that CBD does that for me. It makes me feel real, real loose.
I guess it did.
Yeah?
I was doing too much shit to feel it, to process what was happening, though, I feel like.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Fucking no fapping. And I'm taking ashwagandha root and maca root every day.
Jesus Christ.
And if you do that, yeah, while no fapping, bro, you are gonna fuck the side of your bed. You're gonna put some butter in between the fucking mattress and the fucking the bottom frame, the box spring, and you're gonna fuck the side of your bed. Now, I'm not saying I did it, but I'm just gonna say somebody with a little bit less integrity would.
Is that what you did?
I mean, essentially, I busted the couch in half, so I mean, but it wasn't my bed.
Oh, this right here?
Yeah.
That's what you did.
You weren't here, so I got to, I was in my lonely.
Why am I holding the mic like this? But anyways.
I don't fucking know, dude.
That's a deadly combination. Some blood support, some blood support while you're.
Calling no blood fat. Support.
While you're fucking no fap, that is moronic.
Yeah, nah, dude, it's turning me into an absolute fucking animal.
Yeah, it will do that.
Yeah,
I would. Oh, you could just do this, dude. Bink. No, it's like it can't slide. It's
cause of physics.
But yeah, man, I encourage anyone who's you feel like you're not going 100%. I would definitely try it out.
If you want a bigger weenie, stop jerking off.
Yeah, jerk off.
That'll make them do it
once a week. If you or like twice, just do once a week.
If you want to be on your player shit, stop jerking off.
Girls can smell the semen dripping from your pores, and it's like a pheromone. So you can do that.
Semen retention, it goes back into your body, and it secretes through the smell of your body, your natural musk. And the women are like,
it's all some animalistic shit, man. This is where mating come from.
You think our ancestors were jerking off?
Hell no.
The fuck?
Bitches were walking around naked. You go back far enough.
Which leads me to thinking they were kind of taking that pussy if they were feeling how I was feeling. But I wouldn't do that.
They were what?
They're like taking that shit. Cavemen?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, you saying bitches walking around naked?
Oh, you're saying because, they're... And plus,
you're trying to make me sound crazy.
They don't know anything.
I'm talking about cavemen, man.
Okay.
The people who evolved into Homo sapiens.
Yeah, because they can't, they don't understand judgment and, morality.
Yeah,
and shit.
That's what I meant. Worse than we...
And then they see a woman, they're like, okay,
exactly.
I have it. That's mine.
Exactly. Like, I got that. It's all, the limbic part of your brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fucking, that deep brain...
I was talking about the early Homo sapiens.
I meant them too. I mean, man, maybe, if maybe we lived in a society where people are walking around naked, I mean,
I'm just saying they're probably just hard, and maybe the girl's like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
she's like, oh, he's hard, like he's ready.
Damn. Yeah. I don't know. What are we talking about? Anyways, look, so recently I've been thinking, like, okay, so I got a podcast now. I make music, I podcast. And one thing that I would want to say is, don't think that because I have a podcast, don't think because I have a podcast that I think that I'm above you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, humans who may perceive that as that, like, I'm just doing this to document and have as many word combinations in the world, so in 170 years, they can make a fucking compilation of me saying some complete off-the-wall shit.
Yeah.
So that being said, I just want to say a couple of random words, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Lorazepam. Puppy breath. Ashwagandha. Piranha. Lazy Susan. Denise. Wonton soup. Air. TP. The Holy Bible. And I just wanted that just to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So anyways, let's talk about finances.
Finances, dude. I downloaded that fucking app where you could, like, trade stocks and shit, and I've been a little apprehensive about that thing. It hasn't got me that far.
What do you mean?
I haven't made no money off of it. They give me a fucking $6 stock for free. I can't even sell the motherfucker.
Why?
Because they won't let me sell it.
Why?
The stock they gave you? Yeah. They said that you have to hold it.
Yeah, man, let that shit grow. You can't.
Man,
can't.
You think a stock in Sirius XM radio is about to grow anywhere?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Where shit's headed? Yes. Bro, people from Sirius XM are coming from, like, radio stations and shit. Like, they're going, like, online, you know what I mean? To tune into, like, shit like that. Future radio. Right. Okay. And you got a free stock in that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Sirius XM been around for forever, right? And if they were real competition to the radio stations, which I'm sure that they are, I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm saying if they were truly as competitive as the way that you described it, how it's going to be the future, why is it that, I mean, okay, as far as the influence of FM radio, it is minuscule compared to streaming and shit like that.
Right.
So when I see Sirius XM, I think this is the equivalent
to the radio station. The radio stations are, like, starting to stream through, like, shit like that. You know what I mean? So you tune into that, like, the Sirius XM shit, and it's going to be on there. Like, you know what I mean?
How?
That's how it's switching.
What do you mean? I tune into Sirius XM, and are they going to be playing more of the internet-based music?
What I'm saying is, you know how you get in your car and you listen to radio, you tune into some shit. That shit, the whole what it's encompassing is going to be Sirius. It's going to be through, like, Sirius XM, is what I'm saying.
So there's going to be no more FM radio.
And you can listen to that, like, off your, like, shit, like, whatever, your iPad or whatever. You know what I mean? So you don't have to only have radio when you're in your car. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So for those type of listeners.
But why do I want radio when I have Apple Music?
But you're not Spotify,
you know, you're Tidal. Not
the older generation who's, you know what I mean,
starting addicted to radio?
Who's you know, maneuvering into that.
Yeah.
And there's still people who, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Keep making that hard right turn into that fucking, into those.
It's a serious accent. Yeah. So yeah. It's like the YouTube of radio. For, like, how YouTube was, like, TV shows are going to put on YouTube.
Yeah.
Sirius XM was like,
well, I tried to sell my fucking stock because I'm impatient and I can't get anything for it because they say that I'm forced to hold it.
At least you got a one you know about. I don't even know what the fuck mine was. It was like
I'm trying to buy a stock in Snapchat because I seen that it was at like $40 at one point. Now it's like 12 or 13. But I think you know
it's gonna
that,
go back up.
Yeah,
because it's a fucking that's the stock market.
Yeah, dude, isn't that like a strange thing? Finances. I'm a kid. I don't know too much about none of that shit. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I want a bunch of money, but I know that materialistic things and money will not solve all of my internal issues. Therefore, I'm not necessarily pressed about it. But I do want to have financial freedom.
Absolutely. I think that is the goal. So with that, listen to our shit and stream it through podcast streaming services, so we can get
currency.
Like a pulsating anus. That's gonna be
what are we getting at, bro? What are you trying to convey here?
I'm saying
I already like, separated the couches.
That's the growth.
The growth, hey, bro. Odell, are you trying to tell us something, dog?
I'm saying like listen. It's pulsating, right?
Okay.
So it's growing, like, as in it's like stretching.
All right, man. So look, so the alligator in the motherfucking Chicago pond is nuts.
The money is growing.
Whoa.
Just like in that scenario.
So look, man. We all got demons, and I'm
speaking
not judging
of pulsating
you.
Anuses, let's get into prison mentality and how fucking stupid it is.
All right. Oh yeah. Let's go.
Do you think how often are do you, I think the people who should be fapping are the people in jail. So they're sluggish, cuz that's the last thing you need is
people not fapping
around a bunch of dudes who are hyper aggressive.
Nah,
already.
Dude. Nah, you need to not fap if you're in jail because
you need to fap.
Nah, dude, you need to not fap because if you're sluggish and slow, you're going to be fucking punked by other dudes.
But they're going to be sluggish and slow. Everyone, it's a mandatory jerk off. Like you have to come. Like you have to nut.
That would be I think that would be a good way for one, for them to pay for the crime that they did. Go in there and go shame yourself. And then like they had to
they have to be neutered.
What if they kept the fucking like they forced them to donate sperm and they gave those babies to women who
wanted to get pregnant but couldn't
who wear business suits. But how often I highly doubt that
they're
woman
married.
Would want a felon
they're
a felon
married.
A felon semen, huh?
Those girls are married usually.
The one sometimes yeah, you're right. Usually they have like a What do you mean? Girls that can't
and
have
business suits?
Yeah.
Who are like accountants and shit?
Yeah.
Wouldn't most of them be like, I don't know.
Hell no, dude. Most
you don't
of,
think so?
I mean, maybe
like
according
independent
to
women.
I'm thinking of like movies and shit like that. So I'm thinking of like an ambitious woman who's got like a
penthouse in Manhattan.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much describing the fucking premise of Baby Mama. But essentially, if they took those felons
semen
and try to produce a superhuman a super criminal and they just force them to go into the army, I think that'd be a good script to write.
I think the people who are in jail should be in the army.
That would be a good. But what if you're in there for some bullshit that you didn't do and now you get killed in the army?
You don't have to necessarily get killed in the army.
You can
they're training and shit. They're not necessarily always fighting. People who are in the army,
yeah.
Different branches and
yeah.
Shit.
Different like little segments.
Yeah.
Little pockets of the army.
Unless they do some super fucked up. But if it's like some robbery shit, like, man, make them go to the army.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
OJ Simpson is having a field day with
I liked one of his tweets.
Rubbing in the fact that he certainly murdered the fuck out of Nicole Simpson. And I think that's
innocent.
Her name. Was that her name, Nicole Simpson? Or Nicole... Oh, I don't know. Anyways, he murdered the fuck out of those people.
He's innocent.
He can't stop bragging about it.
He's like, I'm free.
He's like, I need more attention.
You know what's crazy? When I was watching one of his videos, I thought, you killed somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a casual thought, like, across my brain.
Yeah. And so, he's just golfing freely.
He's like, yo, what's up, girl? And I hit the
bye. Celebrating my 33rd annual 39th that's birthday. I liked. Dude.
Celebrating my 33rd birthday.
Would you hang out with him for a day?
Yeah. I would. Just want to make him mad. Or leave us alone, like, somewhere.
What if he was just like OD and OJ? OD, OJ, go out.
I'll do it.
The whole time he's just trying to give you like
life advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kept giving like mad innuendos, dude. He's like, you know, these bitches come up slipping, you know, you find something sharp. You gotta stay sharp. Some shit like that.
You can't let them cut too close.
Yeah, like just a whole bunch of different things to let you know that he definitely made the incision in their vital organs.
He's like, these women, it's like they bleed different or something.
Sometimes you gotta make them bleed more than once a month. OJ Simpson
never
said
dated
that.
A girl named Nicole.
Might kill a bitch. He just flat out said it. I did it. I did it. He was like, brother, brother.
I just had the phone up to his face.
He was drunk.
He's like, look, I did it.
he had a 3-gallon jug of E&J. It was halfway gone.
Damn, a 3-gallon jug. He started running 40-yard sprints. He just found a football field. He's like, time me. He ran like a 4-1. Damn, he was fly. He had a suit on, like suit pants.
He ran a 4.9, right? You put a knife in his hand, he ran a 3.8.
I think OJ should do like UFC. I think he should fight Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker will fuck that man up.
If you can go back to any time period in history, what would it be? I feel like I asked you this before, though.
If I could go back? Well, if I go too far back, I'm going to be, you know, kind of torn between
for
some
a day,
things.
You just have to spend a whole day in this time period, decade.
Just a day?
Yeah. You have to pick the location, too. Yeah.
Miami in the 80s.
Damn.
Yeah.
I would say like the Deep South in the 60s.
In like a real like big city kind of area, like Birmingham.
Yeah. Smaller cities like that. Birmingham, Jackson, Mississippi. You know, those places.
Would you, like, genuinely, are you fucking around or, like you for real?
I'm serious.
Because you could be from, like, an angle of, like, yo, I'm just trying to actually see what it
You're
was
right.
like.
I was trying to be ignorant.
Because I was, okay. Because I was actually, like, for real, like, thinking I would kind of want to know what a mixed person was going through. I want to know the life of, like, a house slave because I feel like I'd be in the house.
Well, yeah, you'd be in the house.
So I'd want to know that struggle.
Go be a butler. There you go. That's what
start
it felt
buttling,
like.
Just buttling things.
Here, sir. Here, master.
Shit.
Well, I just thought of a scenario where, like, one of the field slaves stole, like, one of this, like, attire that a house slave would wear and was trying to, like, sneak in. They were, like, pissed. Like, he was trying to blend in genuinely, and they're like, what the fuck?
He was providing amazing service.
He's like, please, it's hot. Like, it was hot as fuck outside. That's why he did it.
It was even hotter inside, but he was just...
Yeah, there's no AC back then.
Yeah, like, it had to be hot as fuck in those houses, man.
The house slaves were, like, going, like, throughout the house. That was part of the job. Like, an AC would be in the corner. Like, they had to, like, be propped up in the corner and just go...
What the fuck, man? Puerto Rico! Hey, so look, I ran into my sister the other day at her house. I just ran into her. But no. So look, we were having a debate whether or not David Ortiz is black.
Oh, he is most definitely black.
She was trying to argue, and as well as her husband, who's black, was trying to argue me that he's Dominican. Okay. I was like, okay, well, you're American.
You're right.
Are you not black? Yeah. What are you talking about? And that just made me think, how many people think like that?
Most. Do you think about the Jamaicans? They don't even say they're black. They say they're Jamaican.
But let's be honest about life and stop. I get it. You're prideful of your nationality. But at the end of the day, you fill out a job application. You fill out anything to identify yourself.
Black or African American.
You're not going to pick other, are you? Because that would just be
stupid.
And in denial.
Yeah.
So.
What do you put?
I put, they always have two or more races. I put two or more because I don't want them to make any judgment. Because I feel like they may.
You're right.
You know what I mean? You put anything, I feel like if you put anything, they're going to just start boxing you in. You put mix, they're like, oh, well, let's take a chance. I don't know. That's anybody you could get, you know? Maybe they want more black people. Maybe they want more Asian Pacific Islander people there. But I like to put other. I like to put... You could figure it out.
Prefer not to say.
Yeah, literally, like you could figure it out when I'm fucking there. Like you could ask me and I'll tell you. But
they can usually tell by my first name.
Yeah, by your first name, you think so?
Odell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never. I think I've heard of a white person with Odell, but
it's an old English name.
Yeah.
Andrews is also English. I have an Englishman name.
Bro, it like saddens me just to know that like your last name was probably different. A lot different.
Yeah, it was. It was Umrektu.
Odeli Umrektu.
Odeli Umrektu.
They had Odell though. Like Odell was like consistent like in the genes. Like it was like no matter where it was like you were Odell. Yeah, man.
What was I gonna say? Oh, David Ortiz.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That doesn't make sense. Because what would...
The man is black.
So they're saying like he derived like from the island of
Dominican Republic. Well, once I started... Because one thing I've realized about myself is that...
Because black is just African.
Yeah. So one thing and this is just like a side note about conversations with me, which I've been analyzing a lot because of this podcast and other just various life, the lights are going to fall, various life shits where I start to think about how I converse, think about how I interact, how I've interacted in the past. And one thing I've noticed is a trend in my conversations with people is I tend to hold them accountable. Within the conversation, thoroughly. You know what I mean? So I got to the point of like, okay, so like, are you guys gonna just like, you know, act like David Ortiz isn't black? Or are we gonna act like there's some sort of a facade because the man speaks Spanish that, you know, it's maybe we'll give him a cap? Like, no. So once I got them to not understand, but to admit that he is African, they're like, well, yeah. Just like, come on, dude. Like, what are we doing here?
Just say he's black.
He's fucking semantics. But
that's crazy. I think it's because the stigma behind black is more like ignorant and like hip hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people are like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this is something that even me and you have talked about. Shit that like you've dealt with being a fucking black person. Not talking like you don't know fucking words or some shit. You know what I mean? Like you got slang or like whatever the fuck it is. Like dealing with that, even as a black person, to be like, oh, you're different. You're weird. Or like.
Right.
So.
I see ICE.
Black is like a program.
A program?
Yeah.
like it's put into place, like,
it's a, it's more of like a, to people, it seems to be like it's more like a trait rather than a genetic code.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, it's more like a personality trait when it's not. It's a fucking, it's an absolute fact within somebody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if you talk a certain, I don't know. But that's just that.
Yeah, I understand that shit completely, son. If you had to spend a week in jail for, how much would I have to pay you instead of coming up with a number?
A week in jail?
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of jail videos.
That explains the whole pulsating anus thing that you had a moment ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Stop watching jail shit. But if you if you had to pay me to stay a week in jail, man, at least $700.
Really? Dude, $700 for a week to be a new person for a whole week.
$100 a day? I mean, no, $100 a day.
That's like the least you're going.
Hell no, man. Nah, man. The fuck. I don't think you can pay me enough.
I agree.
Nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I'm too small to go to jail. Nope.
I just don't want to be. I just wouldn't want to deal with.
I'm 155 pounds, man. There's motherfuckers curling me in jail, dude. Like, I am not going.
Come here.
I would go nuts, though, dude. Like, I mean, maybe I would. Pause, because that sounded gay. But like,
you go hard in there?
I just mean that in the sense of like protecting my life. Like I would like shit on myself, piss on myself. Yeah.
I try to get thrown in the hole.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, my week, 7 days are in here.
I just don't want to get fucking stabbed, dude.
Yeah, you especially run the risk in the of
face. Like, I don't want to get stabbed in my face.
Yeah, because they lacerate faces out there.
Oh, man. I don't want to go to jail. Man, fuck jail. The fuck? All that is fucking slavery.
It is.
It's enforced slavery.
Because you make money off of jail.
Yeah.
Which is insane to me.
Isn't it cool that Kim Kardashian's breaking people out of jail? Not breaking them out, but getting them out. And they probably spent so many hours jerking off to Kim Kardashian. And then for fucking her to come save her. Dude, that shit's like something out of a movie. It has to be.
Out of a porno.
Yeah.
It was like 2 days earlier, he's jerking off to Ray J and her.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I thought twice about Fab 2. It made me look at it different. Porn different.
But anyways, Kim Kardashian?
No, the fact that you're also watching another man.
Oh, yeah. And fuck his a girl. Penis. Yeah. It's gay. It's beta. It's beta as fuck. It's cuck.
In a weird sense, but I didn't look at it like that up until like
recently.
Yeah,
same.
And a lot of dudes don't even think about that
either. Yeah, like you're literally watching. Like you wouldn't do that shit in real life. Like naturally, is like as a heterosexual dude, you probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
You may be like, look, like oh, okay, like real quick, like oh, I, and then just like turn your head. But like to watch it and jerk off to completion, you are not going to do that in real fucking life. Nah. So the fact that you do it on your toilet, that you sit on every fucking day. That's gonna turn you into a fucking asshole, dude. You're gonna just be like a literal pouch of.
I guess the argument is shit. Though it's the act of sex itself, and you are tuned in more to the girl, but at the same time, it's like
yeah,
you're not, you know,
I mean? You see her reacting to another dude,
right? That's
and that's
what it
gay.
Is. Yeah,
that's fucking gay. I'm sorry, dude. I don't want to see it. I don't get me wrong. It's like okay, cool, dude. Yeah, she's enjoying this, but at the end of the day. Let's call it for what it is. It's not cool.
It's not.
It's not fucking cool, so it's...
And you know what's shameful without...
Therefore, it is lame.
You know what's shameful without someone telling you it's shameful?
Yeah, like
you... It's like, it just immediately comes to you, like...
Yeah, like, you're not jerking your shit, like, oh, I'm good. Like, afterwards, yeah. You're like, oh, what the fuck was that about, dude?
Yeah.
Like, we just had a talk in the mirror a moment ago about how we're going to be better. We're going to stand up for ourselves. We're going to fucking follow through with all the things that we said we're going to do. And here we are, 26 minutes gone by. You still haven't found the right scene to bust.
Yeah.
And you're watching fucking some dude who's literally probably making another porn scene right now, getting paid to fuck bitches. And you're watching him. You're behind in the race. Stop jerking off. Please stop jerking off. Just do it for shit. Everybody in your whole entire world. Bro, my voice cracks crazy, bro. We'll be thankful for it.
Miss me with that shit.
Miss me with that shit. Speaking of music,
inside jokes.
My motherfucking nieces and nephews came through today. I babysitted them.
That song.
And they were trying to make some music, so they were fucking, I was recording their asses.
Did you write those rhymes or did they write those?
I wrote like 95% of it. I didn't write shit. I just told, like, yes, say this. Yeah. And they said it. But Braylo had a couple of his own bars in there, you know. So he was kind of...
Yeah, he was spinning.
Yeah, he was going... Bro, you know, just like his dad, man.
Yeah.
It's natural. But yeah, man. He's about to be... I hope that it inspires them to, like, think about music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they have that creative... ambition under their belt.
Yeah, like outlet, like to know that it's possible, like to know, yeah. I made a song, and man, like
just expression.
Yeah, you give Braylo the opportunity to like be a rapper in fucking elementary school.
Yeah,
bro, what the fuck? Yeah, like man. He's gonna be. That will put him so far ahead. I hope that I'm probably gonna put like an album together for him. I'm gonna work on it. Damn. But I'm not gonna market it like some super kiddie shit. He's just gonna be like dope, but a kid.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. But like at the same time, it's gonna be like sleek. Well, at the same time, it's gonna be kid friendly. But at the same time, it's gonna be shit that everybody can listen to. But I don't know how many people want to listen to a kid. I listened to that song like 17 times in a row today. But that's just me. Maybe it's because I have an emotional attachment to my nieces and nephews. But
you're proud of them.
Yes. So. Thanks, dude. That was that in a nutshell. Fucking yeah, proud of him, dog.
That's dope. It's super important that kids get as much creative expression at an early age. You know what I mean?
No.
Because that breeds innovation outside of like some artistic shit. It breeds like thinking outside the box. Whatever you decide to do in life, whether it's like engineering or fucking a painter, like you
know. Yeah, like I'm sitting here mixing the song with him, and like I'm doing like a certain effects, and he's just like, oh, like yeah. Damn, that's hard. Like that's cool. That's like revitalizing to me. Like okay, like the shit that I am doing is cool. Because like, if you want to get like a good judgment of something, running it by like a kid.
Oh, yeah,
it's something that you don't necessarily think about doing, but like a kid will put some shit in perspective, like with the most simple fucking understanding of it, and you won't even think about it, but they're just fucking cool like that.
Yeah, and they don't understand like complexity of like words and how, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so this is like. I'm just going to be straight up with, like, what I say.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, most of the time, their rationale is, like, shit. but sometimes, man, they drop those gems on you that you're like, okay.
And they're honest for the most part.
Yeah.
Up until a certain age, but they don't understand lying and manipulation. So they just say what comes to their head.
Like, yeah. Where do you think, at what age do you think kids start deceiving parents, their friends, them, their siblings?
Once they understand, like, Nickelodeon, not, like, the when it starts getting from, like, little super cartoony car shows to, like, Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
So, around the time they start understanding, like, shows like Fairly Odd Parents or Jimmy Neutron, shit like that.
Yeah.
is when they start knowing about lies and lying.
Like schemes?
Because a lot of the plots revolve like lying.
Hiding
or,
shit.
Yeah.
Or hiding lying. Shit from people.
Right.
When you think about it, the Fairly Odd Parents, like, he was constantly like hiding these fucking gold mines of fucking genies.
And the fairies were like in secrecy and shit like that.
Yeah, so you think about it.
Vicky was lying to, you know, putting on a facade or lying to Timmy's parents that she was nice and shit.
Yeah, like, there's just like, why are we exposing kids to double lives? You know what I mean? Why are we exposing kids to be deceitful? And then it makes me think about when I was like in fucking first or second grade. I'd get in the car, my mom would pick me up. Now, this was like kindergarten or first grade. I was super small. I'd get in the car, my mom picked me up. I would just come up with a whole story about something that did not fucking happen. Like, for no fucking reason. I remember even, like, thinking, like, why am I, like...
Like, what's the point of lying about this?
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't getting me anywhere. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to stop.
I don't know why it's funny.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. But it's funny, though, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, like...
Like, why is fucking Mr. Krabs' daughter a whale? How is a kid
now you
to,
don't even know, like, you, like, now you're starting to feel unsure about your situation.
Or just shit in general. Like, why is everyone normal about his daughter being something different?
So, yeah, so now you start fucking, you start accepting bullshit, right? Because you're like,
for
okay.
What it is, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, okay, well, I guess I gotta accept this bullshit because a crab can make a whale. Well, I guess
yeah.
Dale could turn into fucking Janine the next day, and now it's like, you know what I mean?
Damn, bro, that's deep.
So now I gotta fake acknowledge it, but you could acknowledge it to be nice to the person, which I think that you should do, but being objective, you have a beard, and just because you have a dress on, that doesn't mean that you are a woman. But if you identify as that, cool, it's real in your world, but it's not real in the literal sense. So yeah. You think about how far that's pushed this whole generation from those cartoons, forcing us to believe in bullshit like fucking,
it's like, yeah,
the whale is from the crab.
It's like, no, that is his daughter.
Yeah,
like,
so
like,
you
no
start-
one's, 'cause no one's saying like, no, that's like not, it, obviously.
Yeah.
He's a crab. She's a whale.
So
the whole show goes unacknowledged.
And now you think about this whole generation of PC shit.
Mm-hmm. It's like, let them, you know what I mean? That's our whole mentality is like, well, just, they say it is.
Crabs
it
can
is.
Make whales.
Yeah, it's like,
our generation is crabs can make whales, bro.
Yeah. That's some raggedy couch fucking knowledge for your ass right there.
The fucking truest content from it. But no, that's some real shit, man. That is some real things. I got some things in my mind, but I don't know how to branch them off from this particular topic into what it is that I really got in the deep corner of my mind. We might just get into it on a different pod, bro, because it might just come up then, and we're just going to let it come naturally. What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say I wanted Larry the Lobster to be Mr. Krabs' son. I always thought that made so much more sense. I'm like, even though they're still different,
yeah.
I was like, dude, why didn't they make Larry? It just would have been cool, too. Like, I don't know.
What did they lose by not doing it? You know what I mean? Like, if you just were to come
and
be like, hey,
attention
pop.
Grab. It's more like attention grab, I guess.
To not make the...
But I think it'd be so much more dope if... Because then it'd be like, oh, what mixes with the fucking crab to make a lobster child?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They
a
never,
shrimp or something. Because
they never
know.
Brought up, like,
crawfish.
Mr. Krab having a girl. You know what I mean? Obviously, he probably just adopted Pearl.
Or it was like some Jesus thing.
Or having Larry the Lobster being Mr. Krabs' son. And then that way, it brings a conversation like, damn, what other fucking sea roach,
yeah.
You know what I mean, yeah. Fucking made Larry.
Yeah. We eat sea bugs. I don't know, dude. I think that would have been way cooler. I don't think they would have lost much of the fucking storyline by having him be like, you know, like a...
Because Larry was like super ambitious and like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was outgoing. And Mr. Krabs is like, yeah.
Tree, yeah. Right under the fucking tree. Same, like...
Would have made sense.
Same type of, at least, line of things. But yeah, man, that's where we're fucking at with this shit.
Living like Larry.
Living like fucking Larry. Should we wrap this up, man? I think this is a solid point to end this episode.
End it.
Episode fucking 14, I believe. Right, 14? You still haven't uploaded 13 onto the major shits, but we'll do that later.
I thought I did. I guess, let me double check that. You mean like on like?
Oh, this dude, I'm gonna have you Spotify talk to me in my office. Episode 14 on the motherfucking raps. Want to thank you. If you are on the brink, if you are feeling down and depressed, if you're a young man and you're losing your mind over a woman who seems that she doesn't give a fuck about you no more, listen to me, dog. You're going to get over that shit, and you're going to look back at yourself and be like, why the fuck was I caring, right? And I'm only giving you these messages because I felt this shit before, and I would hate for somebody to feel like that who doesn't want to. So if you're on the brink of killing yourself, don't do that shit, right?
Of course.
Don't do that shit. If you are trying to, you know, get healthier, do that. Don't fucking jerk off. I guarantee you stop jerking off, you'll stop wanting to kill yourself because you're going to be like, you know what? I got bitches to fuck.
Or I just got to get out. Like I got to do something with this fucking energy that I have.
Yep. Take a cold shower when you got urges, baby. Well, that's wrapping it up. Raggedy Couch, we love you. Thank you for watching.
Au revoir. We outie.